Let's go back in time and celebrate the amazing history of the Calgary Flames. Today in Flames History starts now.
Today in Flames History, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery. Keeping quality beer and food in the hands and bellies of Albertans. Check out wildrosebrewery.com for delivery or pick up some takeout from the Curry Barracks.
All right, June 1st. No games have ever taken place on June 1st for the Calgary Flames. However, I did give you a slight trivia question before the break, and that was, hey, name the future franchise superstar who joined the organization on this date 45 years ago. I had a Lanny McDonald guess. No, Lanny was not drafted by the Flames, was traded to the team in 1981. No, the answer is Kent Nielsen, who started the famous trade tree. He was drafted by the Atlanta Flames at the NHL draft on this date in 1976. They drafted him out of Sweden in the fourth round, 64th overall. He would go on to play 425 games with Atlanta and Calgary, recording 229 goals, 333 assists, and 562 points. He still holds the franchise record for points in a single season with 131 in the 80-81 season. And Kent Nielsen, who, if you ask people who cheered for this team in their very earliest days, in the early 1980s, he was the, whether you want to point to Lanny McDonald or Joe Nieuwendyk or Johnny Gaudreau or Theo Fleury or Jerome Iginla, that was Kent Nielsen in the early 1980s in this city. And yes, when he was traded, he would start the trade tree. It would lead to Joe Nieuwendyk, who would lead to Jerome Iginla. And now that trade tree has unfortunately been chopped down. But yes, will Kent Nielsen drafted on this date in 1976? I've gone deep into the weeds on this date in Flames history into June. We're going back to the 70s for Atlanta Flames drafts even.
I don't know, Pat. I would suggest that the trade tree only got more famous as it went along. It's just my belief. But
well, unfortunately, Morgan Klimchuk
scored 40 goals last year. What are you talking about?
Kenny Agostino and 40 goals. Ben Hanowski never really. Then Klimchuk.
Ben scored in his first game.
He sure did. I remember. It was one of the worst first goals I've ever seen in my life. He did, though. And then,
what a Klimchuk beating Ben just took.
For no reason.
What an absolute beating he just took. Agostino's, your reaction was just gold.
Agostino's still kicking around, at least. And then
believe you played a game for the Leafs this year.
Klimchuk turned into Andrew Nielsen, who is now no longer with the organization. So the trade tree has officially been ended. But yes, 1976 NHL draft was on this date 45 years ago. Flames would also select Cold Lake product David Shand with their first round pick. He was eighth overall.
Big Shand guy.
Never would suit up in Calgary. Did play 288 games with the organization. So that was on this date in 1976. This was kind of interesting, and it just, I remember this vividly. We take you back 10 years ago. The Flames made a trade 10 years ago today. So Tim Erickson, who was a first-round pick of the team, had basically informed the team 2 years after being drafted in the first round in 2009 that, yeah, I wasn't really interested in signing with the team. So at the time, general manager Jay Feaster traded Tim Erickson to the New York Rangers, the team that he was only interested in going to. His father had ties to the Rangers. Got a pretty good haul for a guy who at that point had never played an NHL game and left them no choice. Flames acquired forward Roman Horak at a pair of 2011 second-round picks who turned into Marcus Granlund and Tyler Wotherspoon in exchange for Erickson. Now, none of those three players would turn into longtime Calgary
Flames.
Hashtag
free Wotherspoon.
That's a throwback, too. That's a long-time throwback. But they still were able to get three assets for Tim Erickson, and I know that they never really turned into anything, but it's one of the reasons that I still wonder what could have happened if Adam Fox was not included in the Carolina deal. We'll never know, but they did trade Tim Erickson on this date in 2011. Erickson, all of 93 NHL games since that time with the Rangers, Blue Jackets, Blackhawks, and Maple Leafs. He is now back in Sweden, so he forced a trade out of Calgary, Will, but never really turned into a very good NHLer.
Gotta be honest, I don't understand, and you and Pinder are obviously the biggest ones on it in this station, but I don't get the hatred for including Adam Fox in that deal. Like, I don't think that deal gets made without the inclusion of Adam Fox if you're Carolina. And, I mean, okay, they could have traded him for a couple of second-rounders that maybe would have turned into nothing in terms of, you know, Granlund and Weatherspoon. I just, it seems like a very weird thing to be angry about or to have a bone to pick. It's like, who cares? He wasn't signing here. He wasn't ever going to sign here. And you probably weren't going to get a ton for him elsewhere unless you traded him to the Rangers. And I don't know if they ever went down that road or even tried. And again, I don't know if the deal gets made without the inclusion of Adam Fox.
I think you could have still made a deal without Fox. From everything that I have been able to glean about that trade, I mean, he kind of told them that he wasn't going to sign, and then they just added him to the trade to get it done. I feel like if the Hurricanes were able to get a couple of second-round picks for Fox for a guy that couldn't sign, maybe the Flames could have added something else to the Carolina trade. Look, we don't know, but I feel like you still could have done the Hamilton, Ferland for Lindholm, Hanifin if you added something else instead of Fox is the only point I make. Does it bother me? No. I think Carolina was able to leverage Fox for a couple of second-round picks, and maybe they didn't go down the road of trying to trade him to the New York Rangers, but maybe they could have and gotten something back.
It just seems like a very weird thing to be mad about. That's all. That's all my. I'm just.
I would not say. I would not say that. It keeps me up at night, though. But
keeps Pinder up at night, though.
It might keep Pinder up at night. Finally, happy birthday to former Flame Dan Quinn, forward born in Ottawa on this date in 1965, was a first-round pick in 1983. He played 222 games with the Flames, 72 goals and 191 points. So a franchise superstar drafted, a trade, and a birthday this date in Flames history.
Today in Flames history, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery, keeping quality beer and food in the hands and bellies of Albertans. Check out wildrosebrewery.com for delivery or pick up some takeout from the Curry Barracks.